Coach, back-to-back weeks, defense able to really do a phenomenal job holding an offense, again, under 250 total yards. How proud of you are to see this continued development?
Yeah, it's big time, you know. You know, they were sort of the talk early on with, you know, missed tackles and all those things, and some, you know, schematic adjustments were made, and guys just stayed together, and, you know, we talk about playing our best football in November, and it surely wasn't perfect, but defense certainly came up big. I mean, fourth down stops and sudden change, holding those guys to field goals, not giving up a touchdown. Like you mentioned, I mean, it was a real low yardage output. And so, you know, we talk about playing our best ball in November. We talked about that before the season ever started. And, you know, we're not there yet, right? We got one more this month. But, you know, it's fun to win. And, you know, we're playing better.
Offensively, able to get that football first and really do a great job driving the football. You continued to do that in the second half. What was the offensive game plan today that just continued to work? Because Noah found a good rhythm.
Yeah, he did. It wasn't a great third quarter, right? That was a chance for us to, you know, really make it tough on them. And we had the wind and trying to figure out all day, you know, how much that affected offense and how much of it was just a kicking game. But came up big when we needed it, including, you know, a couple drives that were time burners, right? That we didn't necessarily get any points, but we burned a lot of time and ended up helping us win the game.
I know you didn't win the turnover takeaway battle, but able to get up 50% on third down, able to keep them off the field in those type of situations.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I think we're 50% maybe, yeah. Which is really hard to do. And I think we held them maybe, you know, a little under a third, was
right.
It? Yep. Yeah, so. You know, that's winning football, right? And so that's one of the things that we look at and, you know, look at special teams as well. And, again, the wind definitely played a factor today. For Rudy hitting that ball, you know, into the wind to get a field goal. And, you know, Nathan did a great job with some sky kicks. Last one wasn't covered very well, but he kicked it exactly how we wanted it. You know, and then Mitch, I mean, into the wind in a 50-yarder that they couldn't return. And so, you know, that's just big-time football plays, you know, by those guys and the special teams units, and we needed it.
It's been a while since you've been able to take a bus ride back home with a W. How good did it feel to be able to go to somebody else's place and come home with a win?
Yeah, you know, we put it up on the screen, you know, at the beginning of the week that they were 4-0 at home, and I think our guys know that we hadn't won one on the road, and so, you know, it feels good. I mean, you know, it shouldn't matter, right? You're just playing the game once it starts. Yeah, we had white jerseys on and we won one, so it was good.
You got a football in your hand. Scott Weatherby presented you with a game ball afterwards, win number 200 in your career. When I asked you about it last week, win 199, you could tell that you were thinking about a lot of moments in this 29-year career of being a head coach. Has it set in, like, how special this group is to help you get this win today?
Yeah, you know, it's, if I'm being totally honest, like, I don't want it to be a big deal. And at the same time, it is a big deal because it makes me think of all the people, you know, that I've been on this journey with. And, you know what I mean? And so that does make me emotional. You know, I had a former player from Wabash that, you know, gave Chapel to the team last night. And, you know, I've got a college teammate that came to the game today, and some other Wabash guys, you know, are at the game today. And, you know, Coach Needham said, hey, I was there for number 100 as well, you know? And so yeah, I mean, this game more than any other, you can't do anything by yourself. You just can't. And so that part of it, yeah, it gets me just super, super thankful for all the people that I've, you know, coaches and players and administration and all that have allowed me to, you know, be ahead of these programs. And I'm thankful.
Closing strong in November is what you've talked about. A chance to go 3-0 in the month of November. I know you get a little break. How good does it feel to head in this now 10-day gap?
It feels good. You know, we're going to be able to do some recruiting, and we're going to be able to just make sure guys are rested and, you know, we're still a program, right? We still have traditions. And there's a lot that goes on, you know, in our football program in the last week, with especially with the guys who are going to be playing their last college football game. And, you know, the guys with 2 years left, a year after this, they have a big role to play in that, you know, as well. And so just started it even some this weekend to say to those guys, you know, this is your last college road game. This is your last college road trip, you know. And, you know, some of those guys, you know, kind of took a moment, right? And because it goes by so fast. So we're going to make sure that we take advantage of every day and realize how special of an opportunity we all have to be a part of this.